the good liars.
The good liars.
This is boring.
Boring.
I will die standing in my boots.
Herschel, yeah. I got you some condoms.
What made everyone so weird and sad that they had to come out here?
Oh, God. Mr. President, welcome to the show.
We are the good liars, and we are going to tell the truth. Trust us. Welcome to the Good Liars Tell the Truth. I am Jason Selvig.
And I'm DeVrom Stiefler, and we are the Good Liars.
And we may be the Good Liars, but on this show, we are going to tell you the truth. And the truth is, March sadness is over. We are now moving on to April showers of sadness here in the United States of America. Today on the show, we're going to discuss the Wisconsin Supreme Court election between Susan Crawford and the richest man on earth, Elon Musk. And did you want to say something about March Madness?
It's something that's near and dear to me. You know, I feel like we put these...
Shut the fuck up.
These basketball players, these college kids, we put them through so much. We drive them totally mad.
Yeah, with the madness.
Madness.
Yeah.
It's clinically psychotic.
It's psychotic.
Madness.
Yes.
Madness. So yes. I just hope they all make it out okay. So if you're watching this, just stay strong. And
who's your basketball team?
Sane.
Your basketball team?
Who's my basketball team?
Your
right
college
now?
Basketball team. Oh. Right now. Not right now. Who's your team?
The Buffs.
The Buffs?
Yeah.
Okay. When was the last time they made the Elite Eight? All right, moving on. We want to remind you can support us on herohero.co/thegoodliars, as well on Substack, substack.com/thegoodliars. DeVrom, Elon Musk and his affiliated groups have spent over $17.5 million on the Supreme Court race in Wisconsin, backing conservative Brad Schimmel.
Schimmel.
Kind of a funny name.
Yeah, kind of.
Funny-ish.
Three out of ten. I heard that it was Musk has put in over 25% of all monies put into this election, Republican and Democrat. That's a lot. I kind of wonder why not more. I mean, does any of this matter?
The money to him?
Yeah.
No, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. That's a good question.
But it could affect the race, which I think is what you're getting to.
Yes. According to CBS News, America PAC is also offering Wisconsin voters $100 to sign a petition in opposition to, quote, activist judges, and another $100 for each signer they refer. Now, does this sound like buying votes to you?
Well, first of all,
deep sigh.
The deep sigh is the activist judges thing. They use these words that they pick. They clearly like have these little meetings and like, what's the most annoying thing we could call a judge that disagrees with Donald Trump? We'll call them activist judges.
Right.
Everyone hates an annoying activist. Let's call them an activist.
Oh, you think it's more? Judges. It's like the crying liberal meme.
Yeah,
like,
it's that. And they're saying activist judges, and then that gives them cover that anytime a judge says, no, you can't, gut this institution, it requires congressional approval. Those are activist judges. So we've got an activist judge on the ballot, and that gives them carte blanche to do whatever, maybe even break the law.
Maybe. I mean, Democrats are claiming that this is breaking the law. My question to you is, if you were in Wisconsin, you were a resident there, or in the last election in Pennsylvania, would you sign the petition just to get the $100?
So
would you do it?
Is it that every person who signs the petition gets the $100?
I believe so. I believe so.
And the petition is what?
I'm against judges. Yeah, yeah.
So first of all, what is the Venn diagram of people who are signing that petition who voted for Trump and who are going to vote for the non-activist judge?
I assume
gotta be about 100%.
Yes.
So it does feel like it's like buying votes. Are you saying just because I what? Like,
I'm not accusing you of anything.
Sort of
it's nothing character thing. I'm asking, would you do it? Like, you get a free $100. You're signing this. You can still vote for whoever you want to.
If I wasn't a person who thought at all about politics at all, and someone was at the mall and they were like, "Oh, you just write your name here, you get $100."
Yeah.
Well, what bad thing could come of signing my name here? Oh, nothing. You just get the $100. A lot of people will do it.
Do you remember? And I'm dating myself here, but in Florida, there were people that. In my early 20s, they would go to bars. They'd be
so
like, hey.
A year ago,
yeah, 23. They go to bars and they'd say, hey, do you want a free pack of cigarettes? And you're drunk. And you're like, oh, yeah, that's exactly what I want right now is a free pack of cigarettes.
Was it usually a woman?
Sometimes, but yeah. And they'd be like, all you have to do is sign this. And you sign a thing and they give you two packs of Camel Turkish Silver cigarettes.
And you're having the time of your
life. You're having the time. You're sucking down the cigarettes.
Plus,
puffing.
Back in those days, and I don't want to date you even more, you could smoke in bars, right?
Yeah. Yeah, in Florida, I think it's actually encouraged still.
Still.
Yeah, yeah. But the whole thing was you're signing that. And I believe, and this is what somebody told me at the time after I did it. Mm-hmm. They're like, that means you can never sue the tobacco companies. You just signed a thing acknowledging like the dangers of smoking and all this stuff. Luckily, I never did it.
Oh, yeah, of course. You didn't even do it for the free lighter, the free Zippo?
Well, they did that. They would do that in New York. They couldn't give the free cigarettes out here, so they'd give you a free Zippo.
Free lighter. And you were still signing your life away, potentially?
I never signed it. Yeah. Somebody, other people that maybe looked like me and had similar names might have.
I feel like they switched course because people figured out smoking's like...
Not good. Yeah. It wasn't, you know, just last year that they figured this out, if we're going by this timeline.
But now it's energy drinks, right? You're getting tossed energy drinks. People are coming in. Oh, it's such night. And now I think, you know, in a few years, there's going to be a lot of lawsuits
for energy drinks.
Probably have signed away your rights to.
Which is like, well, what, and really getting off course here, but what percentage of people that we talk to at Trump rallies have an energy drink in their hand during the interview? I would say at least 25%.
Well, okay. They have an energy drink can. What do you think's in it?
Vodka and whatever energy drink.
So how many people are?
But the energy drink's in there. I don't think they're not drinking.
They're all hopped up on patriotism and energy and.
Okay, so if giving $100 away isn't buying votes, okay, if it isn't, is giving $1 million away? Now, Elon Musk held an event in Green Bay, Wisconsin, on Sunday night. And he used some interesting wording to get around the vote buying claims. Now, this is from CBS News. Taking the stage in Green Bay wearing a yellow foam cheesehead hat.
No fucking way.
Oh, I've got a video coming up. Musk gave out $1 million checks on Sunday to two Wisconsin voters, declaring them spokespeople for his political group. One of the recipients, Nicholas Jacobs, is listed as the chairman of the Wisconsin Federation of College Republicans. Now, before we get into this, like if this is like a little bit of just using words to say something completely different,
yikes.
I want to show you the video of Elon coming on stage, okay?
I kind of don't want to see it, but okay.
Thanks for coming. What do you think of my hat? All right, I'm gonna sign the hat and I'm gonna throw it out.
What are you sighing for? Why are you sighing right now?
I don't know.
Because you're hungover a little bit.
No, because this is wild. This is like weird, I don't know, like a pep rally thing, but it's for the most important stuff in the country and in the world. But it's so dumb.
And I also think something people don't talk about enough. They do talk about this, but not enough, is what a cringy dork he is.
Yeah.
Like every time he's like, oh, oh, no. Oh, oh. Yeah. Hey, what do you think of my hat? Pretty cool.
Imagine if you caught that Elon Musk cheese signed hat, though. You'd be feeling
he signed
pretty
it
good.
With cheese. Oh, yeah. He signed it with
he
cheese.
Signed it with the
cheese whiz.
Cheese whiz. How good you'd be feeling, though. You probably wouldn't be making fun of it if you had caught the cheese.
Definitely not. Or got $1 million.
Okay, so first of all, the questions I'm going to recap are as follows. Is it buying votes to get people to pay $100 to sign a petition against activist judges?
Okay.
99% of those people you'd have to think would be the type of people who would vote for the person you wanted them to vote for.
Yeah.
Were you handing out that petition? Feels a little bit like buying votes. Ramp that up to $1 million. And give it to the head of the Young Republicans at where?
Just the college, Young Republicans, Federation of College Young Republicans.
So now we've got what feels like definitely buying votes. I mean, if you're just
looking at it.
Well,
hold the phone here. Yeah, he says that they didn't win anything. They're just spokespeople for the America PAC. So they were just just speaking for the America PAC right. when he presented them with these
and
checks.
Elon Musk loves America, and he's honest, yes. and so probably that's the truth. Yes, it feels like they're buying votes, but it also feels like it might be rigged.
Wait, why?
Because that guy won.
Oh, okay.
Nick won.
Okay. But that he's saying it wasn't even a contest. He presented as a contest, deleted the tweet, and then said they're spokespeople for it afterwards. Like at the next
So he
day.
Just said, here's $1 million to be a spokesperson?
That's what he's saying to get around being like, we're giving this to voters.
Who's going to say this not... He's not trying to buy an election.
Okay.
Could anyone say that? Could anyone say that with a straight face that he's not trying to buy an election? I know there's money in politics, but
if he gave me $1 million, I would. I'd say it with a straight face.
That he's trying to buy the election.
Yeah. Yeah. But he hasn't, so I can't do that.
Can't do that.
Yeah. So that begs the question, DeVrom. I asked you if you'd sign the petition, would you accept the $1 million from Elon Musk? If it meant you had to basically say, I support him, I support all the candidates that he's going for, $1 million. Would you take it? Would you cash
support?
That giant check?
What does that mean, support?
Publicly agree
support.
With him. Just say yes or no, please, yes. So we can move on. Okay, yes, really?
No.
You scum,
you disgusting piece of garbage. For $1 million, I think that's why this is so, like, kind of gross, is because, like, you're buying people's opinions.
Yeah.
You're just buying people's opinions. It is such an amount of money that is impossible to turn down for average people who don't have unlimited funds like this. So, yes, sure, I'll take it.
You'll say, okay. All right. You are scum.
Elon, if you are listening to this,
he's a
scumbag,
sure.
And I'm going to throw away a lot of things that I believe in to take that $1 million and count on me.
I mean, it's a little weird for me watching this because, like Elon and I are close. Like, just like 3 weeks ago, we were having a conversation. I was talking about him. I don't think I've talked to him since, but it's hard to see him kind of go down this path.
You were looking a little bit frustrated by what were you guys talking about?
It doesn't matter. I don't want to get it. It was such a long conversation. I don't even want to get into it.
And it's just, you guys are talking about such like sense
close stuff, but also, you know, the weather and stuff like that. Maybe. I don't remember. Yeah. So we had a run in with the America PAC people, Elon Musk's PAC, which just, eye roll name for it. And was that not taken? He just bought it out from somebody else? I don't know. We talked to somebody in North Carolina on November 4th, 2024, in Raleigh, North Carolina, from America PAC, November 4th, of course, was the day before.
Will remember that day before birthday. Your birthday. Yeah.
Yes, important. Mm-hmm. And this was the conversation we had. We're talking about this. It's like, is it legal? Is it illegal?
It's nice to go to the source.
Yes, yes, exactly.
So is that legal, though, to give away $1 million?
I was a lawyer for 30 years. I think it's legal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Illegal or illegal?
Legal.
Legal. Oh, okay. I was going to say illegal. Okay. So this is Elon Musk's America PAC?
Yeah.
All right. I'm not going to sign that.
Yeah, I know you were.
Yeah. What did you say?
I knew you were going to sign.
Why?
Just the way you talked about it. Oh, is that legal? But anyway, my fault. I misread you. I apologize.
Oh, that's all right.
Have a great day.
But is it legal or illegal?
I think it's illegal.
Illegal. It sounds like you said, when you said legal, it sounded like illegal.
Two things. He says illegal.
Yes.
But also, do you want that guy being your lawyer or he can't say the difference between legal and illegal? Like, do you think that could get you in trouble in whatever case you have?
Your Honor, what my client did was illegal.
Highly illegal. It was highly illegal. I think we can all agree on that.
Would you say highly legal? Would you ever say something is highly legal?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. I would have him as my lawyer because he is ready for anything. And you can tell by his outfit because he's got...
Tell by his tie was hanging down almost to his knees.
He's got a belt and suspenders.
Right.
So he's ready for anything. If anything happens, he's going to be like, I'm prepared for this.
Because of that one incident when he was in the dunk tank and he went in and came out, pants didn't come out with him.
Yes, the dunk tank incident. Right. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You just have to assume.
It's fair. So the guy from the America PAC said it is
illegal. You don't want to ask that question in North Carolina if you want a clear answer. I'll say that.
In Raleigh, North Carolina?
It's illegal.
It's illegal.
It's an illegal thing to do.
It's an illegal thing to do. Yes. Okay. Also, at this rally or whatever.
What have you.
What have you. And this, that, and the other. there was a moment in Green Bay that really stood out to me during the question and answer portion, where a pastor didn't ask a question.
Thank you so much for everything you've done for our country. We do love you very much.
Thank you.
And the issue being just, and the justice being a weapon instead of lawfare, instead of actually just, and all this corruption you're talking about. And that's a bad spirit, if you want to say it that way, putting it nicely. It's something evil. You and the president and others getting attacked with this outrage and this hate. So if you would, allow me to pray.
Thank
you. If you'd all who want to, please join me, bow our heads and pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we are thankful for our country. We are thankful that God does bless America. And we ask that you envelop and protect all of those who are fighting for justice, for freedom, for order, for dignity, and to reward people according to merit, and especially put your hedge of protection around Elon Musk, around his children, around his whole entire family, and all of his team members, that all would do good and just by our country, and freedom truly and justice would reign once again. We ask this in the name of the blessed Savior, Jesus Christ, who we remember during this time of year, who suffered and died for our sins. May you wash away all that is wrong with our country and start with us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Powerful, powerful
long
words there.
Long, yes. And it beats you down after a while, and you...
A couple things. You were falling asleep. You're a little hungover today, though. You went to the Night of Too Many Stars last night.
I went to the Night of Too Many Stars. I list the stars, but
too many. But with a free open bar.
Yeah.
Yes. So you're feeling it. So you had the opportunity to take a little nap there, and you seized that opportunity.
I seized the opportunity. Yes. Carpe diem.
A couple things here. One, he said this is evil. Evil. Illegal activity. He said that basically the activist judges are evil.
Yeah.
Number one. So that's just something.
Not a question.
It's not a question. Not a question.
Yeah.
And also, I cut that down a little bit because it was even longer than that, if you could believe it. This was a pastor. He thanked God before the prayer for protecting Donald Trump.
I don't want that guy to be my lawyer, and I don't want that guy to be my pastor.
But he had a little collar. So you knew he was the real deal.
Yeah.
He was the real deal.
Yeah.
It was almost I don't know if they pre-screened these people or what, or if Elon Musk was like, can we get somebody up here who's going to pray for me? Please pray to protect me.
I'll pay $1 million to the next person who prays for me.
He was like, yeah. It's like, oh, it'll only take $100,000. Yeah. And I don't have to pay taxes on it because it's church. So it's fine. Don't worry about it. But I think it's really weird if you're the richest man on earth and it's just a weird stroke of your ego to be like, I want somebody up there who's going to pray to protect me in particular.
We've said, you know, we're in this timeline that we found ourselves in, the dumbest timeline of all. But to be the richest man on earth and be on this kind of like tour of righteousness almost is what they're trying to claim they have on their side. And just the number of people you have to screw over
to be the richest man
on earth is there is almost no limit. The number of people that you would have had to destroy financially to become the richest man in the world. And then to have someone say you are just a fighter of evil.
Right.
Did you want to feed the, you know, thousands of people in whatever this county alone that are struggling to eat and have shelter? No. I want to give $100 away to
I want to put on this funny hat.
Yeah, you know, I want to put on this funny hat.
It's very funny because he's like, and protect Elon Musk and Donald Trump. Amen. He's like, thank you so much. That was really beautiful. Now let's get that giant check out here. I'm going to give away $1 million to the head of the college Republicans here. Very, very funny.
Imagine
very, very funny.
You're just a college Republican. You get $1 million.
Now you're starting to see things a little differently, aren't you? you had an interview in Iowa with a guy who said, you can't fight fire with water. You have to fight fire with fire.
Can't fight fire with water. You got to fight fire with fire.
And that kind of gave me an idea. His words, his wise words kind of have been echoing in my head. I watched this guy pray to God and to protect Elon Musk. We need to fight fire with fire. We need to say a prayer to God to counteract that guy's prayer, praying for Elon Musk.
Thank goodness.
So if you don't mind bowing your head.
Not at all.
Okay. No naps, though. No nappies. No, put. Can I teach you how to do this? Put your hands together like this, okay? No. Like this. Like a clap emoji or high five emoji / prayer emoji. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for supporting the good liars and protecting the good liars and keeping us safe from various bullshit over the years. And dear Heavenly Father, please, please make it so billionaires do not exist and that rich assholes like Elon Musk are not trying to buy elections all over the country. Do you want to add anything
please,
else?
Please, please, were there to be a situation in which someone were to make more than $999 million, $999,999.99, please, Lord, have the courage to tax them until they become worth just slightly less than $1 billion.
Hallelujah.
So that we can all share in the good graces of your fortune. And may the harvest this year be as bountiful as ever. Were there to be migrant workers who want to harvest the fields that are being deported.
Okay. As we speak. I didn't know where we were going there, but stuck the landing. So, Lord...
Still
Lord,
eyes closed.
Your eyes are open.
No, I'm asking.
Yeah, eyes are still closed, yes. Otherwise, it doesn't count. So, Lord, please hear our, asks or whatever. And please give other people the courage to, you know, counteract some of this bullshit. And do you want to add any, like, Jewish thing to it?
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Please listen to our asks.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I was just thinking. You called them asks and not prayers. It's much more like, that's what we're doing.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, it would be really funny to like go to God like the sharks in Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, listen, hey, I got God, a couple I've things. I need to feed my family and this. Jesus Christ. All right.
Well, don't say that. You don't want to negate the whole thing. If
well,
Jesus
Christ.
Gets mad at
Jesus Christ. Thank you. Whew. Thank you, Jerome. We barely got through. I don't think we even really got through it, to be honest. Okay, so.
If you want to send any of your asks to us.
Prayers.
Asks. I like asks
better. No. This is the Good Liars prayer line. For the low cost of $100, we will send a prayer up to God through us. Well, God obviously listens to
us. I was going
to
say, if you email us at the Good Liars Podcast, is that the email?
I can't remember.
We can't remember the email. If you email us at the Good Liars Podcast at gmail.com and you email your asks,
prayers,
your asks, we can. Ask them up to God, maybe on the next podcast.
Okay. All right. Great. Thanks, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you for your time.
This segment is over.
No, I need to know. I need to know the truth.
And the truth shall set you free.
See, it's better to tell the truth, even if it is uncomfortable.
Do you think Jesus would lay off 10,000 workers at Health and Human Services?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Definitely. I mean, this guy was praying for Elon Musk, and he believes in God, and he's a pastor.
Right.
You saw his costume.
Right. What do you...
Elon Musk is working on behalf of God, because the guy with the costume said he was.
It stands to reason.
It stands to reason that Jesus then would...
Would Jesus got USAID and all the vaccines that are being given that are likely to cost thousands, if not millions of lives over the next few years?
The only thing I think Jesus would do is, yes, he would cut the vaccines, but I think he would also... stop the aid, like the actual food aid to a lot of these countries where there's starvation.
Well, you're taking it one step further.
I think so. Yeah. Just if you read the Bible,
right.
Jesus was just kind of a fucking asshole.
Right.
Unless I've totally got this wrong, that's the only way it makes sense, right. is if Jesus didn't help the poor
didn't
in the
help
Bible.
The poor.
Yes. Yeah. If that's wrong, that's on me. I apologize, but
we will sort this out before the next podcast.
Yes. Hopefully neither one of us dies before then, because we'll be sorting that out.
Yeah.
In eternal damnation.
Yeah.
So also at the event in Green Bay, Elon Musk was briefly interrupted by a protester. And I just want to say for the record,
fuck
no,
these people.
No class.
Oh, yeah.
You don't interrupt a political event that is literally just no class.
No.
We would never do anything like that.
No.
Ever.
The idea
ever.
Of doing that, someone respectable is speaking and trying to make it about yourself.
It's the worst. It's the worst. Anyway, so here is what Elon Musk said during the interruption.
It was inevitable that at least a few Soros operatives would be in the audience. Give my regards to George. Say hi to George for me.
Say hi to George
for me.
smooth talking.
Sometimes I
smooth
forget
talking.
I have to finish
a thought.
My sandwiches.
So
listen,
what
we would never do any fucking thing like that. But when we did do that to Ted Cruz, he called us Bernie Bros. Yeah. Remember that?
And said something about Harvard or something, or Princeton. One of them.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But he kind of did. It's that's the playbook, as you say. It's the other side sending people. Couldn't be anybody who actually doesn't want an oligarchy taking hold of the United States. It had to be sent by George Soros.
Two things with this. Number one, I think it's very funny that Elon Musk, you know, who's paying people $100 a vote, is offering $1 million checks. He thinks the only reason somebody would interrupt him is because they're being paid to do it, which just shows his worldview of things. Like, it's like, I'm paying these people to do things, so they must have been
paid. Yeah, it almost proves. He's like, of course there's operatives, Soros operatives here. I'm, meanwhile, creating my own army of paid operatives.
for me, the richest man on earth. It's like, look in the mirror a little bit there. But the other thing that's funny is, he spends more money than George Soros on stuff. Like, he is the guy, like, he is worse than George Soros was. If you think that backing people politically, like spending lots of money on that, is bad.
Well,
he is the worst.
He is the worst. He's the worst offender of the thing he's trying to criticize.
Yes. I looked up on Open Secrets, so it's an open secret. Anyone could look it up. This wasn't like some sleuthing like you did a couple weeks ago. This on Open Secrets, the top donors of the 2024 election, and the number one was Elon Musk, $291 million and change.
Oh.
And the top seven are all Republicans, and absent from this list is George Soros. Now, it should be said, George Soros spent in 2022 during that campaign, he spent $179 million, and we don't know how much of that was actually used in 2022 during the midterms or in the 2024 election, because he gave that to several Democratic leaning PACs.
Right.
But still, less money than Elon Musk is spending by $100 million. So it's very funny that Elon Musk is
and
like
the fact
throwing
that he has
those
plenty
stones.
Left over for ketamine on top of all this. Just goes to show how wealthy he is.
Yes, yes. Yeah. How much does ketamine cost?
I don't know, but it can't be. It's probably not that cheap. You know,
it's the same as like getting like stuff. An eighth of mushrooms or something, or is it much more expensive?
I don't know.
Okay, we'll investigate. Maybe for next
week. We'll figure out for the next podcast. We'll figure out how much ketamine costs.
I'll do mushrooms. You do ketamine, and we'll do a podcast.
It could happen.
It's not a bad idea.
Not
a bad idea. All right. Let's have a moment of truth, shall we?
Yes,
okay.
I need it.
All right, this is going to make you feel better.
Okay.
$82 million has been spent on the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. And yes, almost $20 million of that is from Elon Musk. But what does it say about our country if that kind of money is being spent on a local election? The billionaire class from both parties is bankrolling elections all over the country. It's like a fire that has engulfed our entire political system. And maybe We need to stop fighting fire with fire. Maybe it's time to start fighting fire with water and get big money out of politics once and for all. And that, DeVram, is the truth.
That was very profound.
Thank you.
But I have to say, it depends what's in the fire.
Okay.
It's like a grease fire.
Yes, you want to cover it.
You want to cover it.
Yeah.
You might need an extinguisher of some kind. You couldn't just
okay.
Water.
All right. Thank you, DeVram. Thank you so much. I'll meet you down here. I'll meet you right down here.
Please.
All right, DeVram, what a fun episode. And the truth is, we'll find out. We'll find out what happens in Wisconsin. Can you buy an election?
Yeah, I don't
know. The answer's always yes.
You have to ask yourself, is this an April Fool's joke on all of us? It's happening on April 1st.
Just for the last 9 years?
Just for the last 9 years. Has it been building up to one incredible April 1st, April Fool's moment? And wouldn't that be something?
All right, well, before we wrap this up, DeVram, I have to ask you this. Do you have any words of wisdom?
I do. You know, we've been talking a lot about money today. Mm. We've been talking about money and politics and the pull that money has over people. Get people to do things by giving them money. Mm. Win elections by putting money into elections. So my advice of the day is to become obscenely wealthy.
Mm.
You can start to dictate the outcome of almost everything in your life. And at the end of the day, people will stand up and call you a patriot.
Oh my gosh. I just had a light bulb moment. We just have to move all over the country to where these tight races are and try and get $1 million from Elon Musk in every single one of the places.
Sign every petition.
Sign every petition.
Yeah.
Dance like no one's watching. Sign right. Every petition. I think this might be a
dance like no one's watching? Sing like there's no microphone?
Yeah. Is that a
say the scary person's name 3 times and turn around in the bathroom?
Elon Musk, Elon Musk, Elon Musk. Nothing there. All right. Thank you for joining us on The Good Liars Tell the Truth. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.